What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Hang on a second. I got a bad master gain on my mixer here. Boy, this equipment is just all falling apart here. All right, anyway, it is Wednesday, March 1st, 2017 here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And obviously, last night, Donald Trump's speech before Congress was just absolutely brilliant. He's got an incredible speechwriter. Let's give credit where credit is due. And Trump went on out there. He's obviously been refining his presentation. He's dropped that sort of almost Carney-esque persona he had during the campaign, and he came across as presidential, and everybody's just impressed. He may have been inaugurated last January, but tonight, last night made it clear he is the president of these United States, and you might as well get used to it right now. And it just got tremendous ovation here. Trump's speech was universally praised. And it's the best speech he's ever given. It hit all the points that he was making during the campaign, reinforcing it. Took a hard line on immigration, and he linked it to the unemployment problems of the American people, which is certainly valid, certainly true. Van Jones is out there saying that was one of the most extraordinary moments in American politics you have ever seen. I absolutely agree, and I'll tell you why. Political speeches, I tend to watch the first part of it to get the tone, and then usually I get bored and I go someplace else. I watched this one all the way through to the very end, including the Democratic reply, and I got some comments about that. Even CNN's snap poll among what we presume to be heavily liberal Democrats came out 78%. Loved the speech, and it undermines CNN's fake narrative about how nobody likes him and the Republicans are turning against him and he's horrible this and horrible that. Story coming out of the Daily Mail. Last night, the real Donald Trump finally stood up. If he can show the world the same compassion he showed Ryan Owens' grieving widow and live by the same code as the SEALs, he can truly make America great again. Huge surge in optimism coming on out from that speech. It was a defining moment. And, of course, immediately liberal celebrities came on out trying to criticize the president, saying, oh, he's just using her as a prop, and it's just laying on the schmaltz and everything. Bill Maher and Michael Moore were out there just criticizing Donald Trump for acknowledging this military widow in the campaign. Now, over on Twitter, Dan Grio, who revealed he was a volunteer for Hillary Clinton's failed campaign, said, sorry, Owen's wife is not, you're not helping yourself or your husband's memory. Standing there and clapping like an idiot, Trump just used you. The backlash was so serious, he deleted his entire Twitter account. Joe Concha was on Twitter. Seriously, if only 18% of the country was optimistic about the future last July, and 40% are optimistic now, according to the latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll, then obviously things are looking up. And having optimism doesn't necessarily mean things are going to get better, but having optimism means you're more ready to work and commit to making things better. Another article came on out here from Investment Watch blog. Last night marked the end of the Democratic Party. I have to feel sorry for the Democrats. Somebody played a really, really dirty trick on all of them by painting super glue all over their chairs in the House of Representatives because they were just unable to stand up when everybody else was standing up to applaud President Trump here. No, basically they were expressing their ire that that wasn't Hillary up there making that speech. And by the way, during the speech, they had several close-ups of Nancy Pelosi's face, and she just wasn't even trying to hide her disgust and disdain. She was just getting into this stink-faced thing, looking like an old librarian with too much noise around her. And the Democrats came across as basically still trying to divide the nation while Donald Trump is uniting it. They're being accused of being un-American. Now, there is one point. Let's give credit where credit is due. As the speech wore on, and especially when Trump got into talking about our military veterans and our SEALs and those who take the oath, put on the uniform, and follow their orders, even if we question the legitimacy of the orders. Some of the Democrats began to stand up and applaud. And toward the end of the speech, it looked like Donald Trump was actually starting to win over more and more of those Democrats on that side of the House. And then, of course, as soon as the speech was over, the Democrats just all got up and left. It had obviously been planned ahead of time. As soon as the speech is over, we're all leaving. We don't want to be... Which was kind of weird because Trump, when he stepped down from the podium, the first thing he did is he went to the Democratic side of the House to try and extend some olive branches, shake some hands. And some of the Democrats stayed and talked to the president. The rest skedaddled. And then Trump went on over and talked to the Republican side of the House here. But everybody was trying to do all this symbolism. Now, apparently last night, and because I'm not big into fashion, I almost didn't notice it, the Democratic women were all wearing white to Donald Trump's address. And everybody was saying, what is this all about? And supposedly this was to show Democratic women's solidarity with women's suffrage, proving that the Democratic Party is still rooted in the 1800s and unaware that the vast majority of the American people don't know that the women's suffrage movement wore white. In fact, most people were saying it reminded them of the fact that the Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I stayed to listen to the Democratic response to Trump's speech. And first of all, Trump did not give the Democrats any opportunity to get their shills they had in the audience to scream and shout at him. Trump owned that room last night. So we went to the Democratic response, and this guy is talking about this pre-written response to Donald Trump's speech, and he's totally off target. He is responding to things Trump didn't even say, and it was so out of skew with what came down. I'm starting to wonder if maybe Donald Trump played the Democrats, and he used one of his identified leakers inside the White House and fed them a totally bogus draft of the speech. So they wrote their response based on this complete fiction. It certainly sounds like that. They were out there talking about issues Trump had not brought up. They didn't respond to any of the things that he said. It was almost embarrassing. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I liked that joke yesterday about being a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I think I have the same, Mike, quickly with Mateus, our good friend Mateus in Canada. I think what he was talking about, and I've read about this, was organ transplants taken from members of Falun Gong, for example. Just basically innocent people taken by the Chinese authorities, and who knows if it's true or not, taken by the Chinese authorities and their organs are,
Well, in this specific, in the context of the story that we were talking about, it was condemned criminals, and that was the context.
Oh,
we know there's
okay.
a lot of organ harvesting going on that is absolutely shameful, and it's not just China. A lot of that is going on over in Israel, there's
Albania,
a huge global
Kosovo.
Huge global black market in stolen organs, and it really is, fairly disgusting. But in the context of a condemned criminal, I don't really have a problem with that. And like I said, if in another alternative lifetime I wound up on death row, I would absolutely not have a problem with that. In fact, I would rather they cut me up and use the spare parts for other people than just throw it all in a hole in the ground. So I really don't have a problem with that. Remember that old Harry Chapin song? Please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. I'd rather that you'd cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane, and the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can have both my ears if they don't mind the size, and it goes on from there. And, So, anyway, what else?
Also in Kosovo, too, that mafia, that artificially created mafia state. Mike, on the immigration issue you were talking about yesterday with a few of the callers, and I agree with those callers who called these guys terrorists, those who keep getting deported and they keep coming back, and those who are killing or raping, they are terrorists, and they should get a bullet in the head. I completely agree with them. Mike, Arizona's been really cracking down on the illegals, especially on employers. And I don't know if you heard about this. There were a group of Mexican legislators from a nearby state, I guess the state that borders Arizona, condemning the Arizona state government for what they're doing against these illegal Mexicans. And these Mexicans, I mean, they're crapping on the U.S., just like Castro did with the Mariel boat lift. They're happy to see the dregs of their jails, and even those people who are poor, because it's an escape valve. It's a perfect arrangement for these Mexican legislators. They're corrupt.
You're absolutely right. When the U.S. allowed Cuban immigration, Castro went right down to the prisons and he absolutely emptied them out, put them all on boats, and said, 90 miles that way. Get out of here.
Right. I mean, these people are so corrupt. They have the perfect deal. They get rich from their corruption, and then their economy is poor, and their people just, you know, the escape valve is, oh, just go north. Go to the U.S. That's all. That's how they solve their problem. And that's why,
yes.
Trump has to continue. He can't compromise on this. I heard him say compromise a lot last night with respect to the immigration. He can't compromise. And the first thing that has to be done, that border has to be secured, because too many times past Republican presidents, Reagan in particular, made these deals with Democrats, and that was part of the deal, and it was never followed through. The border was never secured. So that has to be the number one objective for Trump, is securing that border first, because these crooked Mexican politicians are crapping on this country.
Well, again, the reason Trump used the word compromise in his speech is he's trying to send a message saying that he's willing to alter his position on immigration to an extent that the other side is willing to adjust their expectations and their demands. So that was a political message. But the wall, it's a symbol more than anything else. We already know that there have been tunnels under the walls, and literally at one point somebody did a hot air balloon over the wall and everything. The real key to shutting down this illegal immigration problem is to enforce the existing Title VIII laws in this country that say you may not harbor, you may not transport, you may not employ an illegal immigrant, or you are going to go to jail. You start throwing some of these people who are out there advocating for illegal immigrants into prison because they are aiding and abetting a crime, and I think you're going to see the problem start to go away. And if you cut off that economic incentive for these people to come into our country illegally, they're going to stop doing it. The only reason they're risking crossing that border with all the crime that's going on down there is because they're expecting free handouts and food stamps and welfare, and you know, maybe they'll get a higher paying job than what they had in their home countries. But you cut that off, and there's no reason for them to come here, except for the ones who are fleeing prosecution, and that's just trading one jail for another.
Right. I mean, but I don't buy that argument. Oh, you can't secure the border because then they're going to come in via sea, or they're going to, I mean, build tunnels. Yeah, maybe a few will come in via tunnels, but still, I mean, the number that are coming through the border now, I mean, it's ridiculous. So I think you have to secure the border, not only with the wall, but also with technology that you discussed yesterday, and obviously take away all this free stuff, take away that magnet of food stamps and the like. That as well is a key.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's not like Trump has to pass any new laws. He just has to enforce the ones that are already out there. And the first thing you got to do is start smacking down on all of these governors and mayors who are still declaring their cities to be sanctuary cities and refusing to help federal immigration authorities, because they're all guilty of violations of Title VIII. They could all be arrested and sent to prison for each count of the violation. So you take the number of illegals who are being harbored within a city, multiply that by 5 years apiece, and you can understand there's some serious jail time out there.
Yeah. And those Democrats, I mean, I'm not a fan of these Republicans either, but those Democrats, there was one instant during the speech where Trump was talking about bringing jobs back to America. Nancy Pelosi, just no reaction at all. I think she was busy on her cell phone. I guess American jobs, bringing back jobs to America, is not a priority for her.
Well, you must have looked at Pelosi at a different place than I did, because the two times I saw a close-up of her, she was just making stink face like crazy. I mean, her face was all like a prune. She was just so unhappy.
And then, of course, that groan when Trump talked about setting up that group, you know, those who are that victim group of victims of illegal immigrants. Oh, the groan, the shock, that these people expressed. Just a disgrace.
Well, I mean, that's obvious because, you know, a big part of the pro-immigration thing is they're trying to hide the fact that it is leading to a massive increase in crime and assault and attack. And it's just like the government of Sweden is trying to keep a lid on all of that over there. The liberal Democrats in this country are trying to say these illegal immigrants aren't for any kind of a problem. And yet we've got MS-13 is coming in with them. They're bringing in drugs to sell for a financial boost to get started with. And it's ridiculous. And I think that was one of the smartest things Trump did, because now, instead of the liberal media being able to sort of like ignore this, you have, Trump is going to have this team out there who's going to be publicizing all of this.
Yeah. Oh, last thing, Mike, to those who are pushing for war with Russia, I would encourage them to read an excellent book called The Eastern Front by Leon de Grel. He was a volunteer of the Waffen-SS from Belgium, and I'm just halfway through the book, and it's just, scary, the things that he and his company went through on the Russian steppe. So people should read that book, The Eastern Front by Leon de Grel, and see how easy this future war with Russia would be.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Switch to Carrie in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing all right, considering we're under rain and thunder showers here.
We got snow here. That's a global warming again.
Yeah, we got a blizzard down on the top of the Big Island. I was listening to to the weather radio earlier, and there's a blizzard warning. Do not go up to the top of that mountain. You may not get back down.
Okay, the reason I'm calling today is because you said it was Harry Chapin, and it's actually John Prine that did that song.
You are right. You are right. I misspoke. And
As a matter of fact, for my brother's last birthday, I bought him a John Prine CD.
Mm-hmm. And there was another Johnny Prine song, the Flag Decal song. I love that one. Yep.
Won't get you into heaven no more.
Yes. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. All right, well, we're not going to turn this into a music show, or Claire's going to get very upset that we're not playing her stuff.
Nope. Just called to make sure you're corrected, and have a good one. Nice talking to you, and call you again sometime.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch to William in Southern California. We may have to take you to the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. No, just wanted to point out, when you're speaking about the Democrat congresswomen all wearing white, for pro-suffrage, women's movements, one of the things that I saw that was interesting, Nancy Pelosi had a Twitter post where she tweeted a photo of all the women. I don't know if you've seen that, but the only one that wasn't wearing white was Tulsi Gabbard.
Good for Tulsi.
It was great to see her not... I mean, she still stood on the photo, right? Because obviously she probably had to. But she didn't fall down into that whole hokey, let's protest, let's do this. She just, stood in her own person. That's what I gather from that photo. So, props for her.
All right, absolutely. Okay, listen, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break, and during the commercial break, I'm going to jiggle some wires here and try and clean up our sound. Because it's going out into the ether as less than wonderful. So when we come on back, we'll be taking more phone calls. The phone lines are really loaded up here. And so we're going to take a few more phone calls. Then we're going to shut off the phone lines, get back to the news, because I got a lot of stuff to report. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are going to go back to the phones. We're going to take 4 more phone calls and then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of news to get through today. Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Michael, considering the speech last night, I understand that supposedly we've had several cemeteries across the country attacked by the particular group. The Jewish people have said that, and they're reporting more and more threats and more and more threats. Well, here's the thing. We're having these Confederate symbols being taken down. You know, by the way, we have the right to dissent, and that's what makes us a free nation, is the right to differ and the right to debate and the right to free speech. So the Confederate symbols are being taken down, symbols of dissent. But here's something more important. We haven't heard anything about this in the mainstream media. Now, because that would be controversial for a lot of people, the Confederate stuff. Okay, I understand that. But what about Thomas Jefferson? The statue of Thomas Jefferson at the College of William and Mary has been defaced. No mention of that in the mainstream media. And this is one of our founding fathers of this nation.
Yes.
I find that very interesting. How come no mention? So, and who's behind keeping that out of the media? Who owns the media? You know, and who's here's another symbol. I don't know if you've been to San Antonio as of late in the last few years, but you know, the United Nations declared the Alamo a United Nations Heritage Site. That would be 4,400 acres, which is approximately 7 square miles. They've dedicated that as a United Nations Heritage Site, which gives them jurisdiction, and through treaty, I think they might have something to say about that. I say we take it back. If you notice, if you'll go there, you'll notice that it's been taken over by Mexicans. Half the people that live in San Antonio are Mexican, and they do not speak English, and they do not seek to speak English.
Okay, now, Mark, you're kind of overlapping a bunch of different issues, so let me back up here and start with
sure.
the first part of it. First of all, we know that a huge percentage of these so-called hate crimes against Jews turn out to be hoaxes. And as I've commented earlier on the show, when you start seeing a flood of bomb threat phone calls to Jewish centers and tombstones being knocked over in cemeteries, it's Israel trying to reassert its status as world's perpetual victim class ahead of doing something really, really nasty. And so right
Thank
now
you.
I'm waiting for Israel to just haul off and do something really, really nasty. And then they'll say, well, look, we've suffered so much through history. We're suffering now. We're fighting against the anti-Semites. So that's one issue, and it's distinct. As far as the takedown of the Confederate symbols or any of our old heritage symbols, the Gadsden flag is now being banned all over the country. And the defacing of Thomas Jefferson, that is part of this push for globalism to erase the cultural, historical, and regional identities of people around the world to make it easier to blend them together and make it easier to control them. Because people with a strong sense of identity, who they are, where they come from, what they stand for, what they believe, people like that are very, very difficult to influence and control. And so that is what I think is behind this attack on the Confederacy and the attack on Thomas Jefferson. They're trying to blur and erase our history so we don't have a strong sense of who we are as an American people. And hopefully we're going to start seeing a pushback on that. As far as the immigration issue, yes, absolutely. We're seeing large sections of our country, San Antonio, Texas, Southern California. The demographics are now more Hispanic than they are indigenous Americans. And I do think it's a problem because these areas are not benefiting from this change in the demographics. They're basically in major decline, economic decline, infrastructure decline. As the caller onto the show yesterday was saying, it's even dragging down the educational system to constantly try and deal with the illegals at the expense of the indigenous American students who are getting bored because they're not being challenged.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you, Michael. I just wanted to share that, especially about Thomas Jefferson. I mean, that's uncontroversial. He's uncontroversial. Now they're trying to take him down, and now they're claiming that he did own slaves, and they're hitting him on that, and they want to demolish all of our references for our history.
Back then it was legal, and we don't really have a justification for judging people who lived in the past based on the laws and rules.
Right.
We live under today. That's where it gets absurd.
Got
to let you go, Mark. Got to take
agree.
A break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk about the debt ceiling. And yes. I know you mentioned it briefly yesterday, but I saw
Do we
an interview.
Still have one?
Yeah, apparently. But what David Stockman was saying is they're thinking about freezing it on March 15th. And when Trump goes to ask for a raise of the debt ceiling, he's thinking that Congress is not going to go along with him as they did with the other presidents, because he's Trump and he's not well liked in Congress. So he thinks that if they don't raise the debt ceiling, that they only have $200 billion in reserve for them to go through, and they're going to go through that money in a couple of months. And he sees a dire situation where they might shut down the government for a while, some of the programs. He's not going to be able to fund the military like he wants to, or
Well, you know, Congress ought to take a deep breath here and realize that this childishness needs to stop, and they need to work with Donald Trump, because if they blockade him and they create an economic crisis, that will allow Donald Trump to activate those accumulated FEMA executive orders going all the way back to Richard Nixon, where Trump will be able to take over control of the economy and Congress will get to go home. Now, if they want to make Donald Trump into a dictator, they're going about it exactly the right way, because past presidents have already created the legal authority for Donald Trump to do that. I hope he's not going to do that. I think it would be a disaster. But this is where Congress is pushing him into a corner. Trump is not going to hesitate to take advantage of any legal options he's got. And these include all of those accumulated FEMA executive orders that have basically said when the president declares a national emergency, Congress gets to go on permanent vacation.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how he described it. He says it could be pretty much a fiscal bloodbath. It could really turn out to be something really dire. And I think it's a date, March 15th, that we should really look out for and see what happens.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for everything that you've been doing, and we definitely appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to switch over to Jonathan in Texas. Aloha, Jonathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my phone call. I wanted to talk about that increase in Pentagon spending, that $54 billion that Trump said he was going to increase by cutting. I don't even know what he's going to cut, but what do you think he's going to cut to increase that?
Well, he's talking about cutting the EPA, cutting the Endowment for the Arts, cutting a lot of fluffy liberal stuff here. Now, that being said, that's one part of Trump's speech I did not agree with. I agreed with, I would say, probably 85-90% of what he said. I didn't agree with him about Israel. I didn't agree with him about Iran. And I didn't agree with him about the increased military spending. I think Trump would be much wiser to basically apply his business acumen to the military-industrial complex and start saying, you guys are just wasting way too much money. Let's clean up the waste. Let's be cost-effective first, and then we'll talk about added funding to keep the military going. That is one area...
But me, you, and everybody on this radio knows that government, nothing in government happens on accident, right?
Yes.
So here's another question. How does the opium or heroin from Afghanistan get into the inner city of Chicago and all their other inner cities in the U.S.? How does that happen?
The same way the cocaine was coming up from Nicaragua into Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, actually, Mena, Arkansas. And if you go to the top of my webpage, there in that little gray box where there's some permanently linked stories, there's one called Opium and Afghanistan. And it's the story about how the Taliban had eradicated opium poppies from Afghanistan. And as soon as the U.S. invaded and took over, the poppies were blooming, the bumper crops were coming on in, and cheap heroin was flowing into the United States. And we have photos of coalition forces in their uniforms basically handling the sacks of raw opium.
Yeah, that's why exactly. You're right on one thing, on that everybody needs to know their history, because this is really the main thing. This is how you destroy a society. That's why they're trying to push all this other stuff like welfare and immigration and EPA and saying that when really, you know, jobs, technological innovation is going to make us all obsolete anyways. And the way the elites look at it is, because when you really look at it, if people just have enough to for what they need, then why, if they have enough food and living shelter, they're not going to go risk their life to try to get more money so they could buy a nice car or a nice thing, because they already have what they need. And then our Valley News, because we have a big problem with the cartels, they're here recruiting American kids from the high schools, just the same way the kids were being recruited in the inner cities, like in Harlem, Chicago, and Detroit.
Yeah,
like you said during that time, they're recruiting them with lots of money, and power. And if you cut the social programs in these very poor places, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think the people are going to trust? Because that's what Mexico had. Mexico's problem is they don't help any of their cities, towns, nothing. They don't. The tax money goes. It's the haves and have-nots. The tax money goes straight to the government. Doesn't get distributed nowhere. That's why the cartels have so much power, because they build the infrastructure. And I'm not on the side or anything, but if you want to get this sick, just like I think what that general who was talking about the seven nations that they wanted to invade, I guess, you know, since the only thing you got since the only thing you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail.
Well, let me back up on something that you said here, because you're absolutely right. Many, many years ago, I had an acquaintance who had actually been involved in the illegal drug trade and was connected with the CIA. And they were sharing stories with me about some of these villages down in Mexico and Central America that are run by the drug cartels. And the drug cartels do spend their drug money to improve life there. They set up schools, they improve the roads, and the people who are living in these villages are very happy to be in those villages because they have a higher standard of living than that being provided by the government. And, of course, this helps the drug cartels, because the police forces aren't going to get any cooperation from anybody around there. They're almost functioning as their own little privateer governments down there. And so that really is a factor. But in terms of those poor neighborhoods, one of the reasons they are poor is because that illegal drug trade is sucking so much of the available capital out of there before it can be used for infrastructure repair, business development, and so forth. So I think shutting down that illegal drug trade is necessary to start improving the life in those inner city neighborhoods by letting them keep their money and start putting it in a more positive direction.
Exactly, exactly. It almost makes you wonder if the CIA is not just involved in the gun-running scheme, but actually, just like with ISIS, they're actually supplying people. Because like you said, with the gangs here, those are the soldiers over there. And when you really look at it, I've done research on it.
Mark, hello? I mean, the CIA has been involved in drug running for decades. There was a book and a video. Hang on, let me finish. There was a book and a video by a gentleman named Bo Greitz, A Nation Betrayed, where he was talking about how the CIA was running heroin out of Vietnam and bringing it back to the United States for sale. And, of course, we know that Operation Screwworm in Arkansas in the mid-1980s was manufacturing untraceable military weapons, smuggling them down to Nicaragua, and they were funding it all with tons and tons of cocaine smuggled back into the United States of America and sold to our kids. Sometimes people joke that CIA means the Cocaine Importation Agency. They've been neck deep in this all along. That's no secret. That's no revelation.
Because the drug war, though, it's on the competitive drugs, and that's what I was saying. You have the Sinaloa was the biggest cartel down there, and then if you look at the Zetas, they came out of the military wing of the Sinaloa. Well, who could convince these people and pay them more to make them leave a perfectly good, comfy situation that they were at? And then when you look at the interrogations, and when you get down to the nitty-gritty and you actually look at the, you know, translate the interrogations and look at the power struggle, the Zetas wanted to take over the power. But it almost makes you think, who?
Yeah, and of course, our government starts sending military weapons down to that Sinaloa cartel under Operation Fast and Furious, and those guns are used to reestablish the Sinaloa's monopoly, because competition drives down prices and nobody likes that. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. I've given you a lot of time on the air. We need, Steve, we need to let you go and switch over to, I lost track on, it's Jonathan. Okay, Jonathan, we're going to let you go, and we're going to talk to Rita in Illinois. Rita, thank you for waiting so patiently all this time. What is on your mind? We lost Rita. All right, we're going to close the lines for a little while, and we're going to try and get some news done here. Now, getting on back to the aftermath of Donald Trump's amazing speech last night, we're already hearing all this grumbling about people who were just not happy that Donald Trump did so well. And Mitch McConnell is out there saying that Donald Trump's proposed budget cuts for the State Department probably will not pass the Senate. And I'm not sure where Mitch McConnell is coming from, because all revenue measures originate in the House of Representatives, and the Senate either ratifies or refuses to ratify, and maybe that's what he's talking about. But if Congress starts saying we want to keep on the reckless spending into areas that don't need it and where it's wasteful, at the same time Trump is saying we need to get more money back to the American people, we're heading toward an obvious conflict. The fact of the matter is there is a huge amount of waste and bloat in the federal government. If you talk to anybody who comes from the world of business, and that's going to include Donald Trump or any of the CEOs of those very successful Japanese corporations, they're going to tell you that management should never exceed more than 10% of the total workforce of whatever enterprise you're doing. And in the United States, government is everywhere. Government is huge. We have more people working in government than working in manufacturing. That's like trying to run a business where you have 10 managers and only two people actually making the product. Do you think that's going to be a successful business? Of course not. There are lots of areas where things need to get trimmed out. At the very least, start firing all those government workers who are sitting there looking at porn all day long on their taxpayer-funded computers. Now, apparently, Eric Holder is sending signals that we can expect to see Barack Obama to reemerge on the public stage leading what is being called the anti-Trump army. He's ready to roll. We're going to take the nation back for the liberals. Even though we lost the election, to heck with democracy, we want the country back here. And Chuck Schumer, and by the way, he was another interesting face in the close-ups in last night's speech. You could just see that he was steaming at this whole thing. Anyway, Chuck Schumer went on ABC's The View, and I don't know why anybody still watches that because of just how hardcore liberal ridiculous they become. But apparently, Chuck Schumer was in there selling this idea that even the Republicans in Congress hate Donald Trump. That's been a big talking point of the anti-Trump forces. Even the Republicans don't like him. And, of course, looking at the response to the speech last night, certainly doesn't look like the Republicans are having much of a problem with Donald Trump right now. But you need to remember on Rachel Maddow's show, Schumer actually implied the intelligence community was going to get back at Trump for criticizing them. And maybe there's a little back-channel fighting going on, but all of these predictions and warnings that Trump was going to be assassinated haven't really happened. And I think this idea that the GOP are very unhappy with Donald Trump is very questionable. Certainly, they're very happy that Donald Trump has revitalized the Republican Party, that he's in the White House, that things are looking very good for the Republicans to hang on to power in the 2018 and 2020 elections. And the more and more the Democrats behave like children, the more they're destroying their own brand. And they may blame Donald Trump, and they may blame the media, and they may blame independent media, and they may blame the man in the moon, but they're self-destructing on national television. Now, getting on the national television, Sean Spicer, boy, is he earning every nickel of the money they pay him. Was in another one of these White House press conferences, and an ABC reporter got up and challenged him on this story that appeared in the New York Slimes that the Trump White House pressured the CIA to suppress that there was a link between the Trump administration and Russia and that Russia had interfered with the election and all the rest of it. And Spicer turns around and says that New York Times story is total BS, and he's absolutely right. And the critical problem that the corporate media is now having to deal with is they come on out with their lies and they cite each other as an authoritative source to back up the lies, except that nobody in America is listening to them anymore. Nobody sees them as trustworthy or accurate. You can have five people in a row insisting that the sky is red, and everybody knows all five of them are lying. Just like all these scientists about human-caused global warming and vaccines are safe and GMOs are good for you. Now then, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes has categorically confirmed there is absolutely no evidence that Russia hacked the U.S. election and has no relationship with the Trump administration over and above the obvious diplomatic connections between two heads of state. And the corporate media is still out there pushing Russia stole the election, Russia stole the election, Russia stole the election. All of the election fraud that has been found points to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And we saw it on full display even during the primaries when they cheated Bernie Sanders out of it. He kept winning all the votes and she somehow kept getting all the delegates. Over at PolitiFact, they're trying to criticize the president on his comments about how the national debt is in fact actually in decline. And PolitiFact actually admitted the numbers check out and still declared Trump's remark mostly false. It's mostly false. And they do that in the headline in the hope that people won't read on further down where PolitiFact has to admit the numbers actually do check out. The total public debt has dropped $22 billion since the Gateway Pundit article published, according to the U.S. Department of Treasury. They're actually admitting Trump was telling the truth, but the headline still is, oh, it's mostly false. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's an interesting article over at washingtonsblog.com where newly declassified documents have revealed yet again a senior CIA agent and deputy director of the Directorate of Intelligence worked closely with owners and journalists at many of the largest media outlets. And admit it, you're not surprised. We've been talking about Operation Mockingbird many, many times. The corporate media is used for propaganda by their corporate owners, by the U.S. government, certainly by Israel, by anybody else who's got the money and the juice to go on in there and feed stories that you are supposed to believe are true. Vaccines are safe. GMO is good for you. Humans are warming the earth. Now, here's a very telling indicator. Americans right now today have fewer TVs on average than they did back in 2009. And that's true in our household. When the bedroom TV died, we just decided we weren't going to bother replacing it because there wasn't anything worthwhile watching on TV anyway at night. And the number of households that have no TVs at all are growing. Now, yes, part of that is explained by streaming to computers. But to be very honest, using up a computer just to watch TV, that strikes me as a little bit costly. Because when you wear out the computer, that's a more expensive thing to replace than just a dedicated TV set. Now, CNN is out there, and like the rest of the corporate media, they're out there trying to find some way to salvage their reputation, to reassure their viewers that they're the real news and the rest of us are all phonies and arms of Russian propaganda. CNN is claiming that they do not, in fact, have any bias towards liberal Democrats. And anybody who watched them during the Hillary Clinton campaign is going to start laughing at that one. But they're now accusing the conservative media is obviously biased for Donald Trump. We're good, they're bad. Perhaps to nobody's surprise, a YouGov poll is showing CNN has slumped to its lowest point in history in terms of public trust. CNN has never been as mistrusted as it is right now, and they deserve it, and they did it to themselves, and I have no sympathy for them. Now, here's a story that you are probably not going to be hearing on the corporate media. The other day, we were talking about how, in 2008, candidate John McCain approached Russia's ambassador, the one who died under mysterious circumstances a couple of weeks back, and solicited a campaign donation from Russia, which is illegal. And Russia, knowing what the U.S. laws are, and maybe not liking McCain, turned him down. Well, now there's a new article out. This is from Russia Insider, quoting The Guardian as their source. Well, I'll save this until after the station identification. You're going to love this one. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.